This is Rosary of Love Sonnets, a book of sonnets by Vyogi. Author, Kunwar Vyogi. Narrated by Anne Sophie Marie. Language, English. Publisher, Kunwar Vyogi Memorial Trust. Copyright, Poonam Singh Jamwal. This book is a tribute to love, the most supreme of all emotions, that transcends all boundaries of age, gender, and form. Today, in these chaotic and testing times, it is love that will help us find resilience and calm our souls. Today, it is imperative that human beings rise above individual concerns and spread the love for humanity. For there is nothing more pure than love, the only emotion that holds the entire universe together. The only emotion that will eventually help us survive this catastrophe. Kunwar Vyogi, a national award-winning poet par excellence, was an Indian Air Force officer and war veteran. Kunwar Vyogi, aka Group Captain Ranthir Singh, has written extensively in English, Dogri, Urdu and Hindi. A master sonneteer, he spun vivid imagery through his sonnets torn from his life experiences on love, life, relationships, responsibility, divinity, nature, and more. The word sonnet is derived from Italian sonetto, meaning a little song. A sonnet typically has 14 lines and is written in iambic pentameter. Each line has 10 syllables. It has a specific rhyme scheme and a volta or a specific turn. Kunwar Vyogi's comments on social norms, struggles of human existence, and life lessons are wise, contemporary, and find resonance among today's youth. He has written more than 1,000 sonnets in Dogri and English, as well as ghazals, poems, dohas, kundlis, stories, short novels, and features.
Joy. I happy, happy like a fiddle fit, pirouette unto the beat of pleasure hum, and throw my arms around you to submit to hurting hugs. And now that you have come, nor harm to tell of loathsome agonies which tortured and tormented your beloved. To see the minus kissing on the trees, and I so lonesome, unkissed and unloved. To write the letters filled with ironies of circumstances, tear them up and blink the tears away to hide the miseries, lest you may not so cowardly me think. But nestled in your arms, I admit I don't remember pain, not a bit. Embrace. Unfulfilled expectations fill the mind, unencumbered with a gargantuan dread, of fearsome fear of nascent words unkind, outpouring from the crannies of my head. Unuttered grievances infest the heart, unjustified complaints remain unsaid. Relationships galore before they start, upend frustrations and turn up dead. The soul is all confusion, body tired, emotions listless, senses insensate. These are the times when someone is required to yank me out of this unhealthy state, to hold me in a comfortful embrace, and let me weep and still not lose my face. Endearments. Tales behind the wrinkles on your face are known to me in intimate details and hide no threat or burdensome menace or indicate no anguish or travail. And right below your folds of wrinkles lie the passage of the years, tell the truth, but sparkle in your eyes blazing forth is telling me a story of its own. And on your loving lips, the lingering mirth has with the fleeting moments deeper grown. And I shall thus remember you forever, in every living gesture's our rendezvous.
Stolen moments.
One stolen moment from the worldly cares, one wanton thought, one lone unhurried cruise, one sensuous smile that beckons and ensnares, and lingers balm, like on some bleeding bruise, is dearer than all wealth and all repute which laboured effort wins and men possess, indulge in ostentations and compute the cost with genuine pride. Nevertheless, They find that all this ruthless drive has failed to satisfy some vague but restless need. One whispering melody which goes unhailed is irreparable loss to us indeed. One longing kiss that lessens stress and strain is pregnant with more pleasure than all gain. Visit to Putney Top with her. When hand in hand in lovely woods we roamed, of pines and firs and birches so serene, we hugged and kissed and laughed, and now entombed in memory lies this happy scene. Was every nook and corner by us combed? What heady moments, what wild vagrant mood was ours, this love-laden aptitude by lisping whispers of these veterans groomed. Though gnarled by roaring winds, they brooding stand, time-honoured leafy cushions at their feet, and pointed needles skywards in the air, we hid in their shadows hand in hand. He whispered this to me in that retreat. All things are lovely when my love is here. Putney Top revisited without her. Tranquil, peaceful, calm, in solitude. Birch and pine and fir trees stand in truce, and when some vagrant wisps of wind intrude, they sway and sigh and whisper. I deduce their mighty storms, all wrathful, flashing brew, have gnarled majestic trunks of sturdy trees, and bent them double, made them rough and crude. Though now they brooding stand in apparent peace. Love, when I met you first, the woody lanes were the same. These everlasting veterans are bedecked with beauty of some fitful peace, and stand in silence, bearing aches and pains. But where are you? Your absence leaves a scar. What wrinkled, twisted, lifeless woods are these?
Tear. Something there is about a withheld tear, something much important yet unsaid, some message undefined and unclear, some urgent missive unheeded, unread. Something there is about a tear unshed, a vibrant sentiment unexpressed, or like a lethal wound which has bled and filled the ins and outs are neatly dressed. Of feeling inexpressible by words, a sabre which has not yet unsheathed, an acid playing havoc with innards, like toxic air inhaled and unbreathed. There is something about an unshed tear, which may be full of promise or of fear. A plea. Come drain the cup and let me fill it more, and drain it once again and have a treat. My store of love is full for you. The story is my waiting for your lips, and I repeat. When you need love, my love, to me you come, to quench your thirst and deaden all your cares of ifs and buts. Be more with me, handsome, to forget life's whys and whens and wheres. If you can forgive, one thing I recommend. Be one with me and give me all your love, for I can always die for you, my friend. No alibis would crumble my resolve, for without you, my love, I am not I. But with you, earth is mine, and so is sky. It hurts. It hurts and sorely tortures me. Whenever bitter truth this message sends, when we account for world's inconsistency, the list is headed by the names of friends. Strangers have no power to create life, the island of privilege and plot. They cannot hurt us deeply or placate the deepest injuries of the heart. To count them out of life is easy. But what pains us gravely gets under the skin. What accounts to an unkindest cut is torment gifted by our kith and kin. Where love is deepest, hurt can deepest be. For to our hearts, the strangers have no key.
Barefoot in the dew. Perhaps the sky was, not
yet really blue. Or maybe I was merely out for fun. Perhaps I had nothing else to do, to celebrate the battles joined and won. Perhaps it was wind, the way it blew, or maybe it was the absence of the sun. Something there was, I neither know nor knew. Some unsaid things when all is said and done. I did it! Why did I do it? I, for one, I neither have an inkling nor a clue. When in the middle of my morning run, a patch of grassy meadow crossed my view. I do not know if others did it too. And yet, I walked barefoot in the dew.
The end. This was Rosary of Love Sonnets, a book of sonnets by Vyogi. Author, Kuar Vyogi. Narrated by Anne Sophie Marie. Publisher, Kuar Vyogi Memorial Trust. We at Kuar Vyogi Memorial Trust hope that the sonnets of Vyogi shall resonate with you for a long time and help you find solace, peace, and joy.